At 13 years old, Francie Vandenberg was already a driven student and athlete in South Africa. She attended elite schools and pushed herself to succeed. Just a few weeks after starting high school, Francie began having seizures. She was diagnosed with anxiety and prescribed medication. A few months later, her cousin was killed by a drunk driver. Francie said it all went downhill from there.
I don't remember a lot about emotionally about the time when my cousin died and our family. So my mom's side of the family is very close-knit. So obviously it was a big thing for the whole family. All I remember, like some of the stuff is like I was sitting on the couch and everybody was crying and I wanted to cry, but I can't because I was so drugged with antidepressants that I couldn't. There was a time when I got like 14, 15 seizures a day. And it's like after a seizure, it feels like you've just jogged 22 miles and you want to die because you're so tired. And I sometimes wonder, like, how did I get up every time? How did I wake up in the morning and go to school with the possibility knowing that by 9 o'clock I'm probably going to come back home because I already had like 3 seizures?
Francie was diagnosed with PNES. She was going to counseling, but it wasn't easy finding a good fit. She had 3 failed relationships with psychologists and psychiatrists before finding success on her 4th try. The false starts delayed her treatment, and they still trouble her.
In a sense, I feel like it's the psychologist, it is their responsibility also to tell you, listen, I don't think this is working. I think you should maybe see someone else. I don't think we have the right relationship. Because for me, I didn't know anything else. I was desperate for help. I'm not clued up with any of this stuff. It's not my job to be clued up with it. I pressure myself a lot and I always give 150%. I don't do anything less than that. And so something I had to learn was to choose my battles. And because I like to stick up for people that can't stick up for themselves. And sometimes I get myself into really sticky situations. So something that my psychologist taught me is to get out of the tree and look at the situation from another tree, a higher tree or a lower tree. Just get out of your own tree. Is it a battle worth fighting? Maybe, no, yes. If it's yes, then go for it. If it's not going to give me help me in the next 10 years to change the world, then it's not that big of a battle to fight. So I think to get perspective of what's important and what's not important, and you don't have to win at everything. You don't have to be the best. And that took me 5 years to figure out, but I did. And I think for a 19-year-old girl, I know a lot more about myself than some people who are 40, 50 years old. So in that way, I'm very grateful for PNEA.
Now 19, Francie hasn't had a seizure in nearly a year. She says the stigma of PNES was more difficult than the seizures themselves.
I think the hardest challenge for me was not getting over PNES, but the people. For instance, people thought I was faking it, I was crazy. I remember this one mom spreading rumors that the kid was in a mental institution because she just wants attention. But I really want to get the word out there. Listen, this is a real thing. And I think it's becoming more common with the world. The stress gets more higher. There's a lot of factors that plays a big role in society at the moment, and one of them is the pressure to succeed. And I wouldn't be surprised in the next 10 years we're going to hear a lot more about PNAS.